Hi everybody, welcome back to my channel, and if you're just joining me, my name is Rusha, and in today's video, I specifically wanted to talk about empaths, narcissists in relationships, and codependency in relationships, and what really is energetically happening behind this pattern, and why it's created, and what we can do to make some changes to gain our power back. So today's video is specifically directed towards my ladies, so let's get right into it. So a lot of women tend to grow up with this specific archetype playing out in their family households, and typically it's girls growing up with the absent father. And this can manifest itself in a number of different ways, but it definitely has a deep impact, even if it's, you know, whether it's the father just not being around at all, you know, completely not there, or if it's a father who was around, who was providing for the family, but who never took time to build an emotionally intimate or deep or connective relationship with his daughter. So really what this does is that it creates this split within a person, because every single person needs to grow up with a balanced energy between both of those parents, being able to receive energy from both of those parents. And oftentimes we explore our relationship with the opposite sex. What sets the tone for that relationship is our relationship with the opposite sex parent, who are both representing different archetypes within ourselves. Now, everybody has both masculine and feminine energy within themselves, but when we grow up, the mother and women as a whole represent the divine feminine archetype, and the father and men as a whole represent the divine masculine archetype. Just as a general thing, this can play out in different ways, because, you know, men and women have masculine and feminine energy. Some will have more or less. It's really not about appearances or the traditional stereotypes or any of those things. It's purely from an energetic perspective. So for us to feel whole and complete, we need a balance of these energies, right? You have the mother and the father and the child. This, in a lot of ways, this alludes to the Holy Trinity, the number three, the creative spirit, things like that. So girls who grow up with a father who doesn't take an active role in her life, and this means, you know, taking the time to actually get to know her, to spend time with her, to play with her, to do things with her, activities with her, and things like that, this little girl is going to grow up feeling like there is something missing within her. This little girl is going to grow up feeling like there is a hole within her. And oftentimes children really, you know, in that perspective, we feel like the whole world revolves around us, and we feel like everything that happens is our fault or because of something that we did. So in this type of dynamic, this little girl is literally going to think that and learn that she needs to jump through hoops to get male attention. She's not going to feel like she naturally deserves it. And this is also amplified if you have difficult Venus-Mars aspects in your chart. So for example, if you have Venus square Mars, because Venus represents our desires, our worthiness, deserving, and Mars represents, you know, taking action and taking action towards getting those desires fulfilled. So if you have Venus square Mars, squares are aspects of tension. They create tension between these two planetary energies and make it difficult for them to work together. So this is someone who feels like their Venus, which is, you know, their desires, their self-esteem, their worthiness, things like that, they're going to feel like they don't know how to get their desires fulfilled, which is Mars, or they don't deserve to have those desires fulfilled, which is Venus. So we'll often grow up with this feeling that something is missing, feeling that we need to jump through hoops to get male attention and things like that. And it creates this energetic vibration, this energetic signature of rejection, of abandonment, of inadequacy, of unworthiness. This little girl grows up feeling that she is not worthy or deserving of male attention, male love, and again, you know, this plays out on a spectrum. So whether it's a father who is completely absent, not around at all, or if it's the father who was taking care of the bills but never took the time to sit down with his daughter and spend quality time with his daughter, take an active role in his daughter's life, or if it's a father who always had something more important to do, like take care of other family members or do a hobby or anything like that, but either way, he never spent time with this child. So she grows up feeling like she needs to jump through hoops to do that. And oftentimes what you'll tend to do is that you'll attract relationships where you feel like you need to prove yourself to this other person. You feel like you need to do anything that you can to get this person to stick around. You feel like you need to jump through hoops to get this person's attention. And if you do get this person's attention, you feel like deep down there's something within you that feels like you don't deserve it. Really what you're trying to do is you're trying to take that vibration of rejection and heal it into acceptance through this projection onto this other person. Now, I wanted to touch upon empaths and narcissists and how this can specifically play into that dynamic is because empaths tend to become people pleasers, right? If they've grown up in an environment with a narcissistic parent or, you know, had this dynamic in their lives, or a parent who was a self-sacrificer, this is often what happens a lot with empaths, moving into this energy of self-sacrifice, you become this people pleaser and you're constantly shifting and adapting yourself to make other people happy and to please other people and things like that. So what will happen is that because you're operating from this vibration of powerlessness, right? Because you're constantly giving your power away to other people by hoping that they'll tell you that they're okay, that you're okay, that it's okay to be who you are, that you deserve love, that you're worthy of love and affection and things like that. What this will tend to draw in, because we live in a universe that is constantly looking for balance and coherence. Yes, we have the existence of polarities and opposites and things like that, but we're always looking for that to be balanced out. The other end of that vibration of powerlessness, you know, when you have the empath, the self-sacrificer, the people pleaser, the other end is the narcissist, which is also coming from a place of powerlessness. The narcissist is also coming from a place of deep rejection, of unworthiness, of feeling like they're not good enough. So while the self-sacrificer, the empath, will give all of their power away, the narcissist will take power from others because they're cut off from that power within themselves. But really what both people are doing is creating a dynamic where they're looking for external feedback to validate them and tell them that they are okay. So the self-sacrificer is hoping that by giving all of their love and everything that they have to another person, this person will validate them and give them the love that they're really seeking, but they don't feel like they can give to themselves or they don't feel like they deserve. And then the narcissist has created this persona to mask the part of themselves that feels deeply rejected, their true self. And they constantly need that external energy from others, that external validation to validate the ego, which has completely taken over and created this whole persona so that they can feel safe within themselves. Both things, both energetic archetypes are operating from this space of, I don't feel like I'm good enough. I don't feel like I'm worthy. I don't feel like I deserve. So part of the reason you'll be drawn to each other, empaths, self-sacrificers who constantly find themselves drawn to narcissists, is that this person is showing up in your life to wake you up to the fact that you keep giving your power away. And they will suck you dry until you get to that realization. It's about you reclaiming your power and regaining that power within yourself. Because anytime you give your energy away to someone with the hopes that they will validate you, you are giving your power away. So part of the reason this can be so distressing and really create this kind of obsessive energy around it is because you literally feel like you're going to die if you do not get this love and approval and support from the other person. You don't know how to feel desirable or beautiful or lovable unless it's being reflected to you through another person. The self-sacrificer has an underdeveloped ego, completely underdeveloped, no sense of self, no sense of boundaries, whereas the narcissist has an overdeveloped ego. They're completely in their shadow ego. So it makes total sense that these two people would be drawn together to work out their issues so that they can each be a mirror for the other person and show them what they need to balance within themselves. So the narcissist needs to go back to who they truly are, and the self-sacrificer needs to develop a healthy sense of ego. So how do you do this? The three main ways to really start doing this is, the first thing, to set boundaries. Because as an empath, it can be really hard to know what's yours and what isn't yours. As a self-sacrificer, you're constantly giving of yourself for other people and to make them happy. You're constantly prioritizing other people over yourself. And the irony is that when we have narcissistic behavior in our lives, and this can manifest, you know, it's on a spectrum. It can manifest in a number of different ways. So as a narcissist, or even as someone who has sociopathic or even psychopathic behavior, when you're calling this energy into your life, you're actually helping that person abuse you. You're helping this person violate your integrity, because you violate yourself. Anytime you say yes when you want to say no, you are violating yourself. You are disrespecting yourself. You are not treating yourself with dignity, honor, and respect. So this other person literally is a walking mirror to show you that. And often this can show up in the most painful of ways, but it really is showing up so that you can take your power back. So the first thing to do is to set boundaries. Set boundaries with others, and even setting boundaries within yourself. Because oftentimes as self-sacrificers, we are the biggest transgressors when it comes to not taking care of ourselves, constantly letting other people take from us, constantly giving of ourselves to others instead of taking the time to really give to ourselves. So get comfortable with saying no. Get comfortable with meeting your own needs first. Because what I want you to understand is that when you do this, you are also setting a positive example for other people to do the same. It is one of the most self-loving things that you can do. The second thing is grounding, because part of being in tune with your boundaries means being in tune with your emotions. Your emotions are an energetic feedback system between yourself and your higher self, your inner spiritual self, whatever feels right for you, that lets you know when something feels in alignment with your soul's vibration and when it doesn't feel in alignment with your soul's vibration. So for example, anger will let you know when a boundary has been crossed. Sadness will let you know when you are grieving something. Betrayal will let you know that you've been treated in a way that is totally unacceptable to you, and that's another boundary that you need to set. So emotions are actually a superpower for you. And it's kind of like we get taught this idea that showing emotions is bad or wrong, or that we should ignore them. So we ignore the importance and quality of this information that is coming towards us. But when we do this, we are ignoring very important energetic information that is coming forward to let us know which way we need to navigate, which people to move towards, and which people to stay away from. Very, very, very important. And the third thing is to actively build and nurture that connection with yourself. If you are a self-sacrificer, if you are an empath who has been a self-sacrificer for a long time, chances are that you don't know yourself, right? You have this underdeveloped ego. You have no idea who you are. You are so used to morphing yourself to other people around you and trying to be something for other people around you that you have no idea what actually makes you happy or what you want to do or things like that. So by choosing to set boundaries and connect with your emotions, being in your body, you are working on actively building that connection with yourself. So how do you do this, right? Anytime you need to make a decision, I want you to go within your body and ask yourself, how does this feel for me? Does this feel in alignment within me? And I want you to pay attention to different areas within your body. So pay attention to your throat, pay attention to your heart, pay attention to your belly. And I want you to notice if when you ask yourself that question, is it in my highest good to be in a relationship with this person? Is it beneficial for me to be in a relationship with this person? Or even something as simple as, should I eat a salad or a smoothie? Should I go to the gym? Should I go to this class? What would be best for me right now? I want you to focus your attention inwards, and I want you to notice these areas within your body, scan your body, and pay attention to if, when you ask the question, do you feel expanded? Do you feel a sense of upliftment? Do you feel a sense of joy? Usually that's an energetic yes or a sign to move forward. But if you feel closed off, if you feel uncomfortable, if you feel like knots in your stomach or constricted or anything like that, usually that's an energetic no or a sign to wait until you get more information. Every time you do this type of work within yourself, you are building that connection within yourself. You're firing up your intuition, and you are getting to know yourself on a really much deeper level, which is what needs to be done when you have codependency habits, you're highly empathic, you're a self-sacrificer. You need to develop a healthy ego, which means developing a healthy sense of self-identity. And ego is all about boundaries. Knowing who you are and where others begin, it's really very important. So it's a process. Take it one day at a time, one step at a time. And I want you to understand that from this moment forward, your priority is being in integrity within yourself. And what does integrity mean? It means the state of being whole and complete. But to be within that state, you have to truly see yourself. You have to know yourself. And when you build this connection with yourself, not only are you discovering yourself, you're moving into this space where you are in tune with your internal guidance system so that moving forward, you can make decisions that are healthy, empowering, and self-loving for you. And ultimately, that is one of the most self-loving things that we can do for ourselves. So I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you found it helpful. Please let me know in the comments down below anything that you want to share about your own personal experiences. If you would like to keep up with me, you can definitely check out my Facebook and my Instagram and make sure to hit that subscribe button and the little bell so that you get notified anytime I post a new video. I'm sending all my love your way. Bye.